Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Yes, good day, everybody. Lovely to have a company. Saturday afternoon, Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Girdle, Tony Squires and Skipper Squires with you this afternoon for 3 hours before the Raiders take on the Warriors. Ryan Girdle has an interesting theory about the Raiders and how they should go this afternoon. We'll get to that a little later on.
When you said Skipper Squires, Tony, does that mean you're the captain today? Like you've always been the captain.
Yeah, that's true. But no, okay. That I wasn't referring to me in the third person as Skipper Squires. Although now that you said
nothing it. Nothing wrong with that, but
I'm talking about the smooth fox terrier, Skipper, who is in the studio with us because I had nowhere else to put him.
That's so beautiful, man. I'm all for that.
Bring your dog to work day.
Lovely.
Well, it's not actually with us. It's with me at the moment, Tony.
Yeah. And that's so fitting because Gerds is the one who didn't want him around and was concerned about the hand washing situation and touching food and drinks. And of all four of us, he's chosen to cuddle up right next to Gerds.
This is an interesting thing about dogs, that they do tend to go to those who don't like them.
Yeah.
Skipper will always find somebody who's kind of ambivalent, isn't interested in him, and he'll sit on their feet.
It's not that I don't like Skipper, Tony. I just don't feel the need when I see a dog. I like children, but every time I see a child, I don't feel the need to run over and rub its face. So I've got no problem with dogs. I just don't like patting them, Tony.
You don't. You're very weird with it because Skipper
I'm not very
to
weird.
Be
my leg's now laying on my right foot.
he's sleeping off, Skipper. Now. He's happy.
It's so funny. Gerds is actually physically revolted by the whole idea.
I'm not revolted by it at all.
Well, you won't touch him. Is it a cleanliness thing or is it a fear thing?
I just don't feel the need to touch dogs, Tony. You know, we're going to eat later on and there's food and I have a cat.
Oh, so you will touch your cat?
Oh, yeah, I'll touch the cat,
And then how'd you go and wash your hands 100 times?
I don't bring my cat to work, though, do I? Yeah, I do wash my hands if I'm going to eat after I pat the cat.
So when I patted the dog...
That's why I'm never sick, Tony, and you're always ill.
I'm never ill. Oh, well, it's better to get the germs. That's what the kids
Can you just tell this thing to get away from under my feet?
He's laying there.
Like, honestly, I think it's dead. How old is this thing, Tony? Maybe it's just not laying there. Maybe he's passed away.
But you know what it's good about?
He's almost 14 years old.
What's good too, Gerds, is, mate, you've got great energy about you. So, like, you attract people. Yeah. That's what
now
people love you.
Now you're right.
Are you saying the dog thinks he's good looking?
I'm a fun guy.
Thinks he's a good person. Yeah, he thinks he's good to be around.
Your energy, your aura,
high vibration that I'm sending out.
Let's dig a bit deeper here, Ryan. I think it's beyond just the dog. So, do you have an issue with? Is it a,
what are you doing, Tony?
Okay, if you go to the bathroom, are you a guy who opens the door with your elbow, or do you use your hand?
When I'm leaving, yes. After I've washed my hands, I find another way to get out the door. Yeah,
and
I do.
If you can't find
unless
a way, you're stuck in there.
Unless I'm at home, can I use a remote control?
So good. Are you that person? Like, if there's someone's just walked in front of you. As soon as they open the door, you go straight behind them, you know?
I'll definitely sit in behind if there's an opportunity. I'll even extend the hand wash if I know that someone's going to walk out before me so they can open the door 100%.
Really?
Don't you do that, Tony?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. I don't touch, like if going up escalators, I won't touch the rails.
Oh, okay.
Because you fear all the dirty people that touched before you.
This is filthy. Yeah, that's how you get sick. I don't want to be sick, Tony. I haven't got time to be sick.
You don't have to get sick for that.
If my kids come home from school with an illness, I put them in the downstairs service department.
And lock them away.
They're out.
Anyway. So if I
move this bloody dog from under my feet.
He has collapsed completely underneath here. I've set up a blanket for him in the corner here. If anybody else has any, advice,
that was for you.
Well, we're in dog years. We're about the same in terms of my human years.
Okay,
he's probably gone past, but he's in his 90s now. We have planned to get to today with footy this weekend, all heading, of course, towards the finals, which begin next weekend. Plenty of drama out of the games that have happened so far. Plenty of bloodshed as well. We're going to get to that very shortly, because a few players will be heading to the judiciary to fight suspensions. Others have already accepted a plea. We'll get to those details in a moment.
Has that dog
well.
Got an Instagram account, Tony?
I want to tag him.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, Skipper, no, I don't think he does have an Instagram. He's been in plenty of magazines.
You want to
he's
tag
quite
him?
Quite famous.
I just thought I'd, if he wanted a few more followers, we could all, if we put up a photo, we might tag him in it.
You thought he was very ugly, Ryan, whereas, he's got a long face. Dog walks into the bar, waves a long face.
I was going to ask, does he have...
Well, they do say dogs look like their owners.
Oh, it's getting a bit nasty.
It is, isn't it? Do you wash your hands after you touch me? Eels over Manly, 32 points to 16. The Melbourne Storm, of course, are the minor premiers. They were presented with the JJ Giltinan Shield last night. Did a lap of honour in Melbourne after that win over the Cowboys, 24 points to 16. And of course, the Bunnies, a very, very brave win for them on Thursday over
the
Roosters.
Go on, Skipper. Off you go. He's up. Go on over there next to Wendell.
No, he likes Evan now.
Go on. There we go.
Because you know what? He doesn't want to come to me. Because he knows I'm the big dog.
I'm the leader of the pack, buddy. Okay, this is going to be the greatest show of our lives. Yeah. Satellite Triple M NRL. So good to start with a bit of NXS. Just rocking the footy. As Triple M likes to do, it is Saturday afternoon. Already some good games of footy have passed us by. Before we get to the details of the games themselves, in terms of what it means for the finals going forward, there is a bit of bloodshed, lots of head clashes, high tackles. Players now, of course, have been charged. Some will be in doubt for finals. Em, can you give us just a roundup of where we are judiciary-wise?
Yeah, well, starting with the game on Thursday night, that was a massive one. So Sam Burgess got charged for hair pulling.
I can't believe that.
So we'll miss a week for that. Jared Warrior-Hargreaves, when Liam Knight was falling, he's going to challenge it. Apparently the Roosters are going to challenge that one.
Good on him.
So
there was Liam Knight falling into...
Jared Warrior-Hargreaves, the high shot. He got not completely out, but because concussing got taken off the stretcher. But it was also the head clash
right.
as well.
That's
with
Lindsay Collins.
Yeah. So, but still, Jared's been charged for that. They're going to fight that. Mm-hmm. Then last night, Marty Tapau got a grade 3 charge. So he will, with the early plea, only miss a week.
Okay.
And then also the other one, Kane Evans, he got a grade 2, so he too will miss the Eels' first week of the finals.
Brad Parker, yeah. Parker.
This was on Brad Parker. Yep.
Okay. Let's get him out. Let's start with Sam Burgess then. So the hair pull, that was on Billy Smith, and he kind of pulled hair down. It was a bit of a high tackle, hair, and pushed him down into the dirt. On the surface, hair pull doesn't seem that extraordinary, yet it's not. He hasn't been suspended for a hair pull. He doesn't miss a week for pulling hair. He misses a week for a combination of what he's done over a period of time. It would normally be a fine for the pulling of the hair, yet he can't get that fine because of what he's done in the past. So it's hard to argue if you're saying he's missing a week of finals because of pulling somebody's hair. That's not really the truth of the matter. What did you make of it?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, we all love Sam Burgess. He plays on the edge, sails close to the wind when he plays. I know it's disappointing that he's going to miss a week, but, you know, if you play that style of football, unfortunately, when I first saw it, I thought, oh, he's got a week for hair pulling. That's when you should be able to just find someone and then move on. Disappointing for South, but, like, I don't think he hasn't been at his best for South, I don't think, the last couple of months.
He's barely been there. He's been back. He's been suspended back, injured back, suspended again. He's been in and out of the side, so it's been hard to get any form of consistency, I guess.
But I think for him, when you play in the finals, that's when you needed Sam Burgess. Liam Knight's been outstanding. And I just think, for me, he'll be so disappointed. But, you know, the second week he'll come in and he's just got to set that standard for the Bunnies. Even though he tried hard, but his timing's not there.
Could you imagine week one of the finals, those teams without their chief enforcer and Burgess, Jared, Marty Tapau. Yeah. Burgess has accepted his, definitely, but Jared will be fighting him, and Kane Evans too. Yeah. So that's huge for those sides if those four players aren't there.
Well, it evens it out a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But also Sam gives you confidence, and, you know, just goes, look, in that grand final, he wasn't the best, you know. I think his brother was the best on the field that day, but just the way that he played, you know, just you feel more confident going out and playing with a guy like him.
Well, especially, I mean, for Sam, it's really unfortunate, but he gets another opportunity. You know, if they do go on and he misses the game and they lose, I mean, fortunately enough for Sam, you know, they need him this weekend, but he will get to play in round two of the finals. The other thing is, if they go ahead and win this first one, well, then it'll be a prelim final in which Sam then needs to come back into. But for Marty and obviously Kane Evans, those guys that are battling out there, you know, keeping their season alive, it's, you know, you would be so upset if you've played all season and then you get to miss that sort of first elimination final, and then all of a sudden your season could be well and truly over, especially with, you know, Manly at the moment will go through some of their injuries. But, I mean, they're going to play, it looks like, probably Brisbane over there at Brookvale next weekend, and they've already got, you know, Tommy, who was sorely missed last night, and then obviously we see Thompson's already out. I'm not sure where Kajewski's at. They lost Paseka last night, and now
Ciro's injured as well.
Yeah. Sirenen hurt his, I think he did his calf, and then you've obviously
Morgan
got
Boyle's injured.
Marty Tapau. So they're just running out of troops. And the thing is with Manly, and everyone knew it at the start of the season, I mean, they could compete if they had their best 17 players on the field, especially if you're going to talk about in a final scenario. But to lose like half a dozen key forwards, gee, it's hard to see them moving forward.
Marty Tapau, especially playing if they are playing Brisbane, a young pack that is starting to do very, very well and play a dominating style of footy.
And I think what's been good for him too, Fenua Blake has been good because of Marty. They have a really, they compete against each other and they lift one another. Reminded me of like Petra and Shane Webke going like at it with each other if you do something. And Fenua Blake, I know you need villains and heroes. Mate, I like the way that he plays, you know.
How does Marty Tapau not get sent off? I mean, what's the, where's the
I think intent needs to come into it, Tony. And if you think about the incident, for those that didn't see it, it was basically, I think it was, might have been Brown was sort of taking the football away from the ruck and saw an opportunity. It was sort of later on in the game, a little bit of space opened up sort of just around where the A and the B, the first and the second sort of defenders were, and then headed back, sort of head back in, and then Marty got sort of caught chasing, and it was obviously a faster man sort of coming back through the middle and panicked a little bit and sort of threw his arm out. So I think where a send-off's probably more justified is when, you know, someone comes out of the line with a stiff arm and really sort of jams it into another player around the sort of head and neck. But I think Marty just got caught on the hop. He got him high. It was, I wouldn't say it was lazy. It was just poorly timed, but I don't think there was any malice or intent to it.
And what I like too, as soon as it happened, he was straight down, rolled Ray Stone over, took out the mouth guard. So he showed concern immediately, whereas, you know, some players after those tackles, they continue to keep running. I mean, I think Cade Evans kept running and going on with the play. So Marty was genuinely apologetic, and he seemed really rattled by it. So too was Warrior Hargreaves the other night. He was really rattled by that. So, yeah, I don't think any intent in either of those ones.
The Roosters, Trent Robinson, Boyd Cordner, they both said they think that Jared Warrior Hargreaves will have no concerns when he goes to the judiciary on, I guess it will be Tuesday night, it usually is, when he goes there. And I guess what they're saying, the injury looked and was incredibly nasty, but as we said at the outset, it wasn't just the contact with the kind of the bicep arm or shoulder.
Lindsay Collins.
It was the head clash with Lindsay Collins that caused a lot of the injury and the blood that we saw immediately. In some ways, Warrior Hargreaves, his arm was straight up and down, almost like a batsman, where you're going to, no matter what you do, you're going to hit the ball because it's straight up and down. And so he was falling into it. There was always going to hit a part of his arm.
I thought it was one of those things where, because it's a contact sport and you've got big men running at, you know, high speeds, massive collisions, it's one of those things where it's just a pure accident, one of those things that's going to happen, because if Liam Knight hadn't have been falling so rapidly, that wouldn't have happened because it wasn't at his or head or neck level if he was standing upright. So
well, that happened right in front of you, didn't it?
I hope he gets off because
I think common sense will prevail at this point, and because, you know, the damage was really done with the collision with Lindsay Collins' head. I mean, and I think that's why, you know, there were sickening scenes and no one likes to see that in the game, but I don't think that was, you know, it was really caused by Jared. It was just a situation where it was the back end of the game. There's tired guys in the middle out there that are just doing their best, and sometimes things are going to go wrong. And I just think the damage was done through an incident that wasn't actually caused by Jared. And I think that'll be the case that they fight on Tuesday night, and I believe he'll probably get off.
Well, what we do know was there was a brutality and an intensity about the games we've already seen. So we can only imagine what's going to happen next week when we actually get into some finals footy. We'll have a look closer at the Eels and Manly, 32-16. Let's look at that Tyre Power scoreboard. That's next, Saturday Triple M NRL. Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Gertler, my name is Tony Squires. Lovely to share a Saturday afternoon with you. All right, the Eels are too good for Manly, 32 points to 16, including some terrific footy from a one bloke. And have a listen to this, our player of the day that you can't say no to.
Ma'u now, right footstep, slips by for Norblade, gets an inside pass away to Moses, runs over the 30, runs into a dead end, then throws a long pass to the left to Brown. Brown gets it on. Oh, here comes Sebo, Jennings, dummies, then they're around the corner pass. Yes! Sebo! He's got a hat-trick! He's got 20! They go nuts at Bank West! And Marcus Sebo! It's his night tonight!
Yes, footy and CCs, you just can't say no, and you can't say no to Micah Sivo. What a performance. Three tries for him. He is absolutely loved by the faithful, certainly at Bankwest last night, chanting Sivo, Sivo. It was great to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic night for the Eels. I mean, the game was a little bit patchy at times, yep. But yeah, the development of Micah Sivo, and you know, everyone's going to compare him obviously to Semi, and it's the Eels left winger that, you know, they've been ruining the loss off for the last couple of seasons now, and the story of Mike is just quite unbelievable. Like Brad Arthur came out through the week, I think, and said that he had 2 weeks in the preseason. It's his first year, obviously, of NRL, and he scored 20 tries, and he gets better every week. And I think I remember when we watched Semi come through as well, and I remember Dan and I were calling his first game when he was on debut, and he kind of did some things, and you could see this rawness about him, but obviously he just had so much, you know, growing to do and getting used to the whole NRL experience, and we've seen that sort of happen really similar way. Mike is now in a situation, and that's where Semi was, I reckon, when he was at his best, where when Parramatta needs something, they throw him the ball, and he makes something happen, whether it's bringing the ball out of his own end and drawing a penalty. Because of his strength, he's able to get between defenders, fight to get the play the ball, and he just makes the ruck look really ugly. And more often than not, he can draw a penalty for his side coming out of trouble, which is so crucial. Setting up tries, obviously, great under the high ball, and then just one of the best finishers, obviously the best finisher we've seen so far this year. It's been an incredible journey.
And Wendell is a man who played on the wing. There are a couple of styles of wingers at the moment, aren't there? He's one of those big power blokes, and there's guys who can go aerial and somehow magically get the ball down into the corner. Do you love watching him?
Oh, that's the evolution of wingers. You know, you talk about great Parramatta wingers, and everyone talks about Sammy, and for me, growing up, Eric Groh Sr. was one of my heroes. But when I watch Sivo, I get excited because it's not just about what he does in attack and scoring tries. He's defence. I haven't seen a winger hit like him. Remember earlier in the year, Gerds, he was coming like two or three in and coming up with nothing?
And he timed it wrong a couple of times and sat out a couple of games. Remember, he got some guys high.
I think he got Corey Norman too, fractured his eye socket. But he just learning the game. They're so raw, the Fijians, but when they get it right, and like you talk about like that Parramatta outside five, watching him and Blake Ferguson combined together, you know, everyone thought the Roosters had missed Blake Ferguson this year, which, you know, they have a little bit, but I like seeing Ferguson and him, and Gutho complements that back three.
Yep.
So for me to watch that back three, they're doing something special on the back of that forward pack of Mitchell Moses, but Sivo, he's just a joy to watch.
And he's probably in line, you'd say. Well, there are a number
Payne
of them.
Huss,
but
I think Payne Huss will just get him.
I think he will too, but he's definitely up there.
Yeah,
he definitely got the – I was at the Eels presentation during the week, and he got their rookie of the year, and it was so great. He got up and – Vonnie was interviewing him and so shy and so humble and just saying that it's still a dream come true, and he can't believe it when he walks out onto Bankwest to think that he's living in this world that's so different. And everyone saw a couple of weeks ago that story with his dad and what their village was like in Fiji. So what he's come from to come over here, take a big risk, come from nothing, and how he's evolved as a player. It's incredible. When he bumped off Ruben Garrick twice last night, that was sensational.
So I could be wrong here, but when people talk about young players on big money and stuff, look, from what my understanding is, Sivo is on something from 80 to 100K, which I think is right because he wasn't proven. He scored 20 tries. Obviously, the contract will get a bit bigger now, but I reckon when you can set that stand in the NRL, that's when you come in and start to demand some money. So he's one of the reasons why you love watching the NRL at the moment.
It was an interesting performance from the Eels, wasn't it? It started out, it could have been anything. When Wong and Blake did that amazing in and away, it was fantastic. It had five players lined up inside him, all wanting the ball. I think Gutho scored that try. They raced away. And then Manly, because they do like to get in the fight, were terrific there. But then, again, Parramatta came away at the end. Overall, Brad Arthur said, you know, there was plenty of good stuff, plenty of stuff to like, but still plenty to work on.
They needed a kill last night. The Eels, I mean, they've come off two losses, the Broncos, and I thought they were okay last week against the Broncos, and they got beaten by the Dogs the week before that. But if you think about their previous games, they beat the Titans, they beat the Knights, they beat the Dragons, they beat the Warriors. So they were coming up against some quality opposition last night, and I believe that, you know, for their own confidence moving forward into the finals, they needed a good win and a good performance. And look, they got the good win. Manly obviously had their moments through the game, completed really poorly, and still found ways to compete with Parramatta for probably about the 70-minute mark, and that would be a little bit of a concern. The other concern is going into the game. I remember Rudy spoke to Brad Arthur, and Rudy said, "Oh, there's not too much to play for today, Brad. You know, how'd you get the boys motivated?" And he goes, "What do you want to get out of this?" And Brad said, "Oh, I just want everyone to get through healthy." And sometimes that's a really dangerous mentality to take into a game.
Yeah.
So They got the points. The exciting part for the Eels is I think they get Nathan Brown back for their first finals next week, and they've got a full complement, a full list available for selection going into the first final. So there's some good signs there.
Comparing that to – that's interesting because comparing that to Trent Robinson and his – press conference before their game, and he was asked about that. How do you get them up? This game doesn't really mean a lot. You've already finished second. And he said, that's a ridiculous question. How can you say we've got nothing to play for? It's an NRL game, firstly. We're up against the Rabbitohs, our traditional rivals. There's always so much to play for. So you never want to lose. But I guess that's the difference in the mentality. Trent Robinson, not saying that Brett Arthur didn't want to win at all costs.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Trent Robinson refusing to say that there's nothing to play for at all, and but, yeah, compared to what Brad Arthur had said.
But even back to Parramatta, they bring that compliment of players. Mate, Jennings is played. I thought at some stage, I thought Jennings, he's going to get moved on. I don't know. I think he's re-signed for two more years.
No, I think they're in negotiations at the moment. I think they've offered him one, and he wants two, so they're working that through at the moment.
Mate, he's still always got that speed. And then Mitchell Moses, like, you know, everyone has their opinion of Mitchell Moses. Player of the year, is that right? This year
he got their player of the year.
He's got the balance right. He seems in those big moments not to always want to go for the big play, and that was the problem. He was an all-in player, and now it looks like he's got the balance right, and you know he's making the right choices.
Do you think he'll get Dally M halfback of the year?
He should go close. I think it's been his best year.
I think he's up there with the top, topping the try assists, and given to. I mean, it's always hard if you're in a team like the Roosters or Melbourne, full of superstars.
Yeah.
It's harder to get the points, but that was with Luke Brooks last year too. He was able to get it. It's easy to get the points.
It's now the next step for him though, isn't it? Like for Mitchell Moses' development, like he's been he's been promising so much for so long now, and he, you know, this was a year he had to stand up in the regular season for the NRL and get Parramatta in the position that he has. But now it's another step, and with some inexperience around him in key positions, with obviously Brown, you've got Gutherson at the back who's got some experience but hasn't played at that level a lot, and obviously also Marnie at dummy half. I mean, most of the experience is going to come through what Mitchell Moses has done before, and he's going to need to go to another level to get these guys into those later parts of the season.
Yeah, it's been a good performance so far by the Eels. Six wins only last year. Wooden Spoon, they're in the fifth position. We'll get to Manly in a moment. We're talking about halfbacks next. We'll chat with Adam Reynolds on Saturday, Triple M NRL. Triple M rocking the footy for you on a Saturday. Arvo, Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Girdle, Tony Squires with you. Gee, the Bunnies were very brave in that win over the Roosters, 16 points to 10. A lot of blokes injured or getting HIA at the same time. Plenty of them not on the field, yet they managed to dig in, get the job done. And one of those gentlemen joins us right here, right now. He's had a terrific season, Adam Reynolds. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Very, very well, thank you. How are you feeling after having a close conversation with Boyd Cordner's elbow?
No, I feel a little bit sore. Obviously, it's a contact sport and things go wrong at times. And it was just unlucky on the weekend.
You would have needed a lot of doctors in the HIA room. You had plenty in there at the same time, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. I didn't really realise it at the time. Obviously, when I come off, was a bit unsure that no one else was coming on. Yeah. That was to that extent, didn't really know that we had that many in the HIA. So, credit to the team. We dug deep and obviously turned up one another that last minute there.
Hey, mate, it's Emma Lawrence. Can I ask, is there anything that Cameron Murray can't do?
Oh, he's an absolute freak. He's doing everything right at the moment. He's obviously getting all the rewards from it, but he's been putting in a lot of hard work in the background, and probably just justifies what he's done over the last couple of years in building towards this.
Hey, Adam, mate, in the first half there, I think the first 10-15 minutes, you're all over the Roosters. You're hitting them, through the middle, and then all of a sudden, 2 points, and then it swings in that second half. What changed at half time? You seem to have a great plan B. You did it against the Broncos, and it's sort of off the cuff, and it's very entertaining to watch.
Yeah, it's probably something that we learned a lot from last year, though. We sort of got stuck in that semi-final against them and become a bit predictable. And, credit to our coaching staff, they seen what was going wrong and where we needed to adjust. And, they just said to us, be more direct and play through them rather than trying to go around them. They're a good defensive side, and they pick you off when you try and go around them. And we sort of didn't build any momentum to earn the right to go around them. So, just went back to being simple in the second half, and it worked out for us.
Hey, Renault Gerds, mate, congratulations on a fantastic season thus far. You guys obviously needed to win on the other night just to make sure you consolidate that top four spot, but your destiny is not totally in your own hands now, as you see the Raiders obviously playing the Warriors at 3 o'clock today, and you'll find out whether you finish third or fourth. Will you watch get with the boys and watch that game?
Not really, good. I'll probably just put the feet up, mate, relax today and get away from footy completely. You know, it's a long season, and, you know, Wayne's big on getting away from the game and just relaxing and having some downtime and you know, not thinking too much footy. So, yeah, I'll obviously watch the game back when we find out who we're sort of playing or whatnot. But, yeah, I won't watch too much footy today.
Oh, no, obviously the attitude going into the finals is whoever's in front of us, we've got to beat anyway. But if you finish fourth, obviously you'll play the Storm down there. And if you finish third, well, it'll be another rematch with the Roosters. Where would you prefer?
Yeah, either one, mate. It's obviously a tough game this time of year, no matter who you play. You know, they're both the two form teams of the comp, and they showed that. You know, Melbourne's been dominant for some years now, and they've proved again that they're on top and they're a force to beat. And obviously, the Roosters, you know, their form's been tremendous in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, they had a couple of plays out the other night. So, yeah, whoever we play, mate, it's going to be a tough ask. But, you know, we'll prepare well throughout the week and come up with a game plan and hopefully execute it.
I really enjoyed the little bit of rivalry between you and Sam Burgess, the little bet about the cricket, the England and Australia. Yeah. He's been forced to wear Australian colours. You've been forced to wear England colours. How are you feeling about going into day four of the fourth test match?
Yeah, pretty confident. I had a good night last night. Like to have bowled him out and sent him back in again, but not to be, mate. Anytime we've got Steve Smith in the lineup, we're pretty safe at the moment. So, yeah, hopefully the bowlers can rip in and get the job done and see Sammy in the green and gold.
Hey, Renault, Liam Knott, I think, has done a really good job for you. I think Wayne has this knack of getting a player who probably hasn't played his best football at any other clubs and getting the best out of him. But also, in that second half, Adam Dewey, he was outstanding. He's just got, we know he can play, but geez, the confidence, he sort of got you back into that game a little bit in that second half.
Yeah, he did, and it's his little efforts off the ball with Adam Dewey. He's obviously still a young kid and learning the game, but he's picking it up pretty quick. He's been training in, you know, straight back in the first grade after he had that ACL injury, and he hasn't missed a beat, so it just speaks highly of what sort of quality, you know, person and talent he is on the team. And Liam Knight's been a shining light for us, really. He's come in and steadied the ship. You know, we've had a number of front rows out this year, and he's stand up, you know, week in, week out, and he's delivered for us.
Well, Wayne's got some options going into this this next weekend, Renault. Obviously, you've got Alex Johnson, who's now played a couple of games back on the wing, whether or not he moves in back to fullback. You've got James Roberts coming back into the side after he serves his suspension. Is George back this week as well?
Yeah, I think George is back too, mate. I think his suspension's up. So.
And what about Brayden Burns?
I'm not too sure where Burns is at. I think he's probably another week away. It's obviously good to have that sort of headache going into semis. You know, previous years where we've had the scrap to make a side, and although you get the job done, but it's still not pretty. Yeah, it's a good headache to have for us. Obviously, James Roberts is a big part of our team. He can score points from anywhere, and he's dangerous. And a number of those players, I think Campbell Graham's doing a terrific job. We've got Kyle Turner to come back as well, so it's a good headache for Wayne to have.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Renault. What's the thought process with Campbell Graham? I was surprised to see him in the centres, because I know coming through the schoolboys, Australian schoolboy winger, and obviously playing for that lower system, he's a great winger. What's the thinking there?
Yeah, I think he's a natural centre, mate. You know, playing through the juniors, mate, he played a bit of centre for SG Ball, Harold Matson, and those sort of rep teams. Obviously, with Gagai and you know, Burns and Robbo there, he unfortunately got shifted to the wing, but he's a quality player, mate, and he's showed that over the last couple of weeks. I think he's only 20 this year, too, so he's still had a lot of growth and learning. But yeah, I'm excited in seeing him, how he transforms over the next couple of years. But obviously, at the moment, mate, he's doing a great job for us.
And we all love seeing that vision of Wayne a couple of weeks ago when he was celebrating with you boys in the sheds. But because he's such an experienced customer, is he just cool, calm and collected at this time of the season because he's been there so many times before? Does he just put you boys at ease?
Yeah, he does. He just, you know, simplifies things and doesn't overcomplicate things. Obviously, Those pictures a couple of weeks ago in the shed was pretty cool to see. He's got a bit of swagger about him, the old boy. But he's just enjoying himself as well as the rest of the playing group and the coaching staff. We're all buying in and having fun. And, I thought it's translated to our performances on the park the last couple of weeks.
Renate, you got four kids. Last Sunday, Father's Day, did you score well with gifts?
Yeah, it was a pretty busy day, mate. So every day is Father's Day for me, mate. They treat me well and they look after me. So nothing unusual.
All right.
And how's your body? Just quickly, it's been obviously a long year, mate, and you've had some bumps and bruises. How are you feeling going into the finals?
No, I'm feeling really good. Everything's sort of settled down now. The boys feeling really good. I'm surprisingly probably the best I've felt in a while now. I had that hiccup a couple of weeks ago with the back and that, and sort of found other avenues to sort of get my body in the right direction. And it sort of seems to be reaping rewards at the moment. I'm feeling very good.
All right, mate. Well, continue to play well. All the best for these finals, which are on your doorstep.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
See you, buddy.
Thanks,
absolute pleasure. There is Adam Reynolds from the Bunnies joining us on Saturday Triple M NRL. Nice to have your company on a Saturday afternoon. We were talking a little earlier about all that's gone on so far in this round and the judiciary. We mentioned Sam Burgess and the hair pull on Billy Smith. He has accepted he won't play. He gets 1 week suspension. You mentioned that, Del, you were a hair puller. Talk us through that.
Yeah. It was funny, I wasn't renowned putting on big hits, but if someone, like when you get Gordon Tallis and Brad Thorne, if they put on the big hits, I didn't mind coming in, giving a bit of a gobful. And Jason Moody one day, he was into me about something, I don't know. Anyway, Brad Thorne put on this big hit on Jason Moody, and as he hit him to the ground, I'll come over the top and give him a few words, and then he had this nice long hair. I think he would have used Sunsilk for sure. And then I just thought, you know what, my eyes lit up, and his arms were pinned, and I just pulled his hair back, and nothing happened, but it was all right.
Didn't even get penalised.
Didn't get penalised, no, because Thorne was over him, and I was sort of there, the sneaky little right hand, and I just pulled his hair back. And
see, Billy Smith doesn't even have long hair. It wasn't
as I know, you should have. He should have done it to Tupanua.
Yeah.
Those long, luscious locks.
Someone pulled Marnie Tapau's hair, was it last year?
Yeah, he did.
It's been a bit of
trouble. Nothing happened.
What about Billy Smith, only a couple of games of first grade?
Yeah. Yes.
That's not bad. You can put that on your resume. Yeah. Hair pulled by Sam Burgess. Anything?
He's playing good football too, the young kid, to play on the wing in that sort of game.
That most famous dragon name.
Wendell's got some cool things on his resume that not many other people have.
Do not bring me into it. Actually,
what are they, Wendell?
No, we're not going down that road.
Let's go down this road instead.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I love Tony Sessions. I love the 3 and 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 3, 5.
End of the game, very simple. I'll ask you a question. You have to come up with three
answers. Where's Skipper gone?
Skipper! I'm not sure. Skipper! I'll whistle.
Oh, he's gone to get the lunches, Tony. You can bring him next week.
He's right next to you.
He loves you. Oh, get out of there, Skipper.
But no, I have brought my dog.
He tried to bite me before in one of the breaks, Tony.
No.
There was other witnesses here. And he tried to bite me when I went to shake his hand because you said he's an educated dog.
I said he sits, he'll shake hands, he'll roll over, he'll jump things. He's very, very smart. Mm-hmm. If you give him a treat, that's how dogs.
What's a jumper rule?
Everybody loves a treat. Who doesn't love a treat?
Exactly. And so you had your weird fingers because you can't open
there
up.
There is again. Get out of
you
it,
You have
Skipper.
No affection in you. You can't pat the dog. So you had your hand kind of in a fist. He thought you were holding the treat. You said sit.
I had my hand in the handshaking a dog position, Tony. Which is true. I don't have a lot of experience in, but I imagine it's like a human handshake.
You don't have experience with dogs.
So why do you like cats so much?
I don't like cats so much. But I got to the point where my girls kept asking for a pet. So I got
him
George
fish
the cat.
Person, aren't you?
I don't mind a fish. As long as I can put a hook in its mouth.
So you got lots of experience with cats?
No, I don't. No, this is the first cat I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've not had pets all your life?
Oh, my parents and that used to sort of have
what's your cat's name?
Dogs and things. And I think it's different when you're young, you're into things. But I've grown up and I'm just not a big fan of pets.
I don't dislike them, please.
As I said, my cat's name's George.
I'm worried about you because, I've known you for a long time now, and I thought you were emotionally open kind of guy.
I am emotionally open, Tony.
But it's hilarious.
I'm getting bullied by Skipper.
He's drawn to you. He's lying on your foot again. All right, this is a game called 3 and 5. I'm going to ask you questions. 3 answers is what is required. Most of the questions are fairly simple. The answers are also simple. It's the pressure of having a little clock. dicking away at you. All right, the only person I fear for here
is Del.
You're a broad sport kind of journalist.
I like it, them. Mm-hmm.
I might start with you, Em, because it is. We're slap bang in the middle of a very, very important cricket test. Can you please name three English test batsmen?
Johnny Bairstow, Joe Root, and...
Roy Boy.
You were going to swear. Yes.
Jason Roy, but I'd missed it.
No, you got two. Root, obviously, is there. Danley, Roy, Stokes, Burns, Bairstow.
Well, they're all there's the top technically batters, Tony.
Yeah.
You could name anyone in the 11 because they all bat at some point.
No, I would have called the others bowlers or, you know, I'll take Stokes. He's an all-rounder. And Bairstow, who is keeping wicket, is also classing as a batsman. And I'm classing as bowlers. Right. What are you going into bat for M anyway? You just worry about your own little self, okay?
No, that's true.
You know, okay. The tick really puts the pressure on, doesn't it?
Oh, thanks, Dr. Obvious. That's the whole idea of the game.
All captain.
As soon as it's finished, they all just come.
You got two. That two's okay. Two, yeah, I'm not better than your last
two,
couple
though.
Of weeks where
not
you got
happy
one.
With that.
Okay, two on the is pretty good.
Not happy with that.
All right, Ryan Girdler, are you ready? We've all been talking about the wonderful Mike Asiba, how he's going. Name three other brilliant Fijian NRL players.
Asemi Radradra, Lottie Dakiri, and Ashton Sims.
Ashton Sims.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, you went left field. Yes, okay, Ashton Sims. I would have taken Petro Sibanisiva.
You would have.
Noah Nandruka.
Yeah, but you did not.
Jared Iliuati.
Jared Hayne.
Farley, yeah, America Korobiti, whatever them.
I'll
Thompson,
take three, though.
William Kickow. There's 1,000 of them. Yeah. You've got, you've got three. It's very difficult for you now, Wendell, to win.
Okay.
You have to get four in this 3 and 5. We talked about Sammy Burgess. His latest indiscretion was the hair pull. Name three other things that he has been suspended for.
Shoulder charge and head high tackle.
Shoulder charge is correct. High tackle, careless high tackle. Oh, is there crusher? Oh. You could have also gone contrary conduct, brackets, genital grabbing, closed brackets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. He did
which
do,
is,
yeah.
Which is my favourite.
The wheel pull.
Absolutely. Raised elbow, chicken wing. He's basically done it
did
all.
You ever do that, Del?
What's that?
The... genitals.
No, I didn't know.
No,
I didn't need to. Yeah. but some players
just
do it. No, but some players do it. Like, I just, you know, I didn't mind, you know, being a little bit dirty, but I just need,
sometimes
no,
it's
no
totally
to
unavoidable, to
no,
be no, honest. Like, sometimes you get yourself in a position where you're tackling someone.
We're talking about the footy field now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you actually, and it sometimes... The hand will land there, and if you can't get them down, you've got to give it a squeeze to help
out. So who did you squeeze in your day?
I can't remember. I remember I tried to greet Freddy's once, but missed. And
did you have the distance? Were you looking in the eye when you were doing it?
No, only from behind, Tony.
You and Freddy are pretty tight, aren't you?
Oh, we have our moments.
I can't go on Saturday, Triple M NRL. You know.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.